in sin. No peace could be found. God proved his love to him when he sent his only son. Then he came to be that perfect living sacrifice. Jesus came through for all mankind on Calvary.
Greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. I am the pastor of the Abiding Light Pentecostal Church over here on the west side of Manchester. We want to greet every one of you in the precious name of the Lord and remind you that we come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30 on this radio station. We want to get into the teaching and ministering of God's Word today. We want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. And now we will go into the sanctuary of the Abiding Light. Jeremiah 29, this is the setting of the children of Israel in their 70 years of captivity because of their sin and rebellion against God. God said, I'm going to send you into 70 years of captivity. And I'm going to bring you into that place of Babylon. And if you study that through in the Old Testament, when God's people were brought to captivity, it was not a pretty sight. It was not something many writers describe it as just, I mean, it was brutal. When they were brought into bondage, think about this for a moment. Our loving Heavenly Father, God the Father, taking His chosen people and allowing them to be murdered, to be plundered. Are you listening? How vile and wicked. And God allowed it. God allowed them to go into 70 years of captivity. And while they were in Babylon, in a strange land, amongst a strange people that spoke strange languages, God was still with them. Amen. There was a period of time where God did not speak to them, though. False prophets that rose up in Babylon saying, God's not going to make you go through this for 70 years. God's going to deliver you. All this false hope, but it was not the word of the Lord that had put this word in the mouth of the prophets. These were false prophets. You know, somebody can speak a word over you. And let me tell you something, brothers and sisters, not every man that wears a tight collar or a nice tie or suit and has a title in front of his name, that means nothing to God. Amen. There's a lot of men today behind the pulpits of America and on the radios and TVs. They're filling up the hotels and motels, and they've got these crusades and all these things. And I can tell you this, brothers and sisters, many of them are false prophets looking to get gain, looking to prey upon the simple people, amen, and really what they use is a spirit of manipulation, and many of them are psychologists, and they're good psychologists. They know how to move the hearts of people to get them to loosen up that pocketbook, amen. What am I saying? There was a false hope in the land. Are you with me this morning? So 70 years of bondage, brought into captivity, and God was not speaking. False prophets rose up, and that word went forth, and God said, that's not my word. So God speaks through Jeremiah. Jeremiah prophesies, and let's pick it up here in verse 10 of Jeremiah 29 and 10. Actually, let's go up to verse 8. Would you go with me to verse 8? Jeremiah 29 and 8. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you. Now, what titles did he give them? Prophets, false prophets, diviners, magicians. And listen here. Neither hearken to their dreams, which cause you to be dreamed. And he says here, for they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. Think about that for a moment. Speaking in the name of the Lord. We've got them all over America and around the world. Jesus is Lord. Using the name of Jesus, but doing it falsely. They know the Bible even. Many of them have degrees. For they prophesy what? Falsely, verse 9, in my name, and I have not sent them, saith the Lord. Now, Jeremiah begins to speak now, a true prophet of God. For thus saith the Lord, that after these 70 years be accomplished, God said, you are going through this. Somebody say, you got to go through this, whether you like it or not, because it's ordained of God. I don't want to get the cart before the horse, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you. Hallelujah. God in the midst is saying, I haven't forgotten about you, but there's an ordained set amount of time that I'm going to allow you to suffer. I'm going to allow you to just be there in that land for 70 years, and it was all because of sin. How many of us know we suffer because of sin? He says, but I will perform, verse 10, I will perform my good word towards you in causing you to return to this place, back to their homeland. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil. God said, I've got a plan for you. And I want to bring you a word in the midst of your despair, in the midst of your discouragement, in the midst of all hopelessness and all your circumstances that bring fear and doubt upon you. I want you to know that you've got false prophets here that are speaking lies, but let me just tell you, there's going to be a season of suffering. There's going to be a season where I'm going to allow the 70 years to be accomplished. God said, I've got an ordained set amount of time where you're going to just have to go through it. So go ahead and buckle in. Let your children marry. Go ahead and plant your crops. You go ahead and just get settled in here. Amen. Because I've got a plan. Hallelujah. God said, I've got a plan, and you got to recognize that my plan is not going to go according to your timetable or the timetable in which you want to get out of here. I'm going to allow you to stay in Babylon. And Babylon means confusion. Have you ever just been in a place where you're confused? You don't know which way to go. You don't know what to do. You're trying to hear God. You're trying to hear the counsel of others. But if you would tell the truth to yourself, some of you may be there right now this morning. You might be in the midst of a Babylon, a place of confusion, a place of uncertainty, a place where there's fear and doubt and unbelief. You don't have really any sense of direction, but thank God that there's still some true prophets in the land. Amen. They're not all false prophets, but there are a few men that are speaking for God and are still speaking as the oracles of God, and they are the ones that will tell you the good and the bad. Amen. We've got a lot of prophets today that just want to tell you God's going to give you a big old 5-bedroom house, a red Cadillac, give you a beach home, and you're going to have millions of dollars in your bank account. But brothers and sisters, I read in my Bible where we're not to lay up treasure here upon the earth. Nothing wrong with a nice house. Nothing wrong with a lot of money in the bank. That's not the problem. The problem is when we get our heart on the things of this world and on the present circumstances that we're in, they begin to consume us, take over us, and we begin to live for the wrong purpose. Amen. I want you to hear me today. We have been bought with a price as believers. We are the chosen people of God. And God has had his hand upon you and knew your name while you were still in your mother's womb. Amen. He knew your name before you even were conceived in your mother's womb. Isn't that what he said about the prophet? Amen. He says, I knew your name. I want you to know the God that's created the heavens and the earth and all the stars and all the solar systems and planets and all of the billions of people that have walked this way called earth and went to the grave. God knows us here in this generation of 2018. We're in the beginning of the month of June, and God knows where you are at. God knows your circumstances. I want you to hear me. If I ever felt like preaching, I feel like preaching to somebody. We're not shouting, but I feel a word from God for somebody that's been in Babylon, somebody that's been in a state of confusion, somebody that's in a place that's not sure what to do. I'm here to tell you, God's put this word in my spirit. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, for the Lord thy God is with you whatsoever you go. He spoke it to Joshua, and he'll speak it to you today, that I am with you and I will not forsake you, saith the Lord. He said, this is your situation and I have allowed it to happen. Are you listening? But he says, I will visit you, verse 10, and perform my good word. In other words, God says, I'm going to give you a word, but it's just not going to be a word that's going to come to pass immediately. It's going to take me some time to do what I have ordained to be done in your life. This is a process. It's a work that God is doing. And can I tell you, brothers and sisters, 15, 20 years to God is nothing. 70 years to God is nothing. Come on, somebody. 70 years to us seems like a long, long time. I mean, but I read in my Bible, old Jacob that had to work 14 years to get a wife. Amen. And he worked the first 7 years and got deceived by his father-in-law. Amen. And cheated out of the wife that he wanted and went ahead and had to put in another 7 years. But the Bible says that he loved her so much that you ain't hearing me. Can I tell you, brothers and sisters, when you get your eyes upon the mark, when you get your eyes upon the reward, when you get your eyes upon the things that are coming down, God said, I've got a plan for you. I've got some good things in store for you. I've got some things that your eyes cannot see right now. You can't perceive my plan because you're looking at it right now in just this still frame, this here and the now. And let me tell you, this is where many Christians are at, is they look at the here and in the now. And when you look at the here and the now, instead of realizing that God is a God that is Alpha, he is Omega, he knows the thoughts that he has for you. He's got a plan. He's got a purpose. You are not going to be in this season for your whole life. But if you get stuck or in a rut, how many of us know what a rut means? You just think that one day rolls into the next and things aren't going to change. It's easy to get discouraged. It's easy to get depressed. But I want you to quit looking, amen, at all the negative. There's plenty of negative. There's plenty of evil. There's plenty of things going wrong. There's plenty of things going through this mind that will torment you, discourage you, depress you. You'll get anxiety. You'll get in distress. Somebody say amen. You might not be where I'm preaching today, but I feel that God wants somebody to know that, amen, that you can't just look at the here and the now, because God's got a great plan for your life. Verse 11, let's read it together. For I know, somebody say, I know. God says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. He says, I want you to be and have some assurance. How many like security? Want to feel secure. They want to know that everything's going to work out. Come on now. Can I tell you how I know everything's going to work out? Because we serve a God that cannot fail. I wish you would let that sink in just for a minute. I want you to know our God cannot fail. So there's nothing, amen, that takes our God by surprise. There's nothing that he says, oh man, I didn't know they were going to do that. Oh, how am I going to handle this? Listen, brothers and sisters, our God is a God that knows all things. He sees all things. And brothers and sisters, he knows what is going to take place before it even happens. Can you say amen? The Bible says, I want to give you an expected end in verse 12. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go away and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Amen. Notice prayer is the key, amen, to understanding the will of God for your life. We come into places where we're too dependent upon other people looking to show us and tell us what God's will is for our life. Now, I truly believe in pastoral counsel and counsel from true men of God, women of God, people that have been in this and got some experience that know how to hear from God. But if you'll tell the truth, some of us are right smack dab in the middle of a season where you're not sure what to do, what lies ahead. You know you can't go back, and you're standing still. And if you'll be truthful, you are stuck in a rut, and you're waiting on God to show you what to do. You don't have to say amen and tell on yourself. I'm just telling you this right now. I know what the Holy Ghost said to me, and this is where I want to help somebody and bring something right down to your front doorstep and drop you some mail from the throne of God to let you know that God put in my spirit throughout this week as I was praying. Throughout the week, I'd come in here day after day right here on this floor seeking God and asking God, God, I need a word for some of your people. Lord, I want to feed the flock of God. I want to minister to them. What is your heart to your people, God? Can I tell you, this is the heart, amen, of a man or woman of God. It's not my will, but thy will. It's not what's on my heart to say, but it's what God's heart is saying. And this is what God is doing. He's revealing his heart through Jeremiah the prophet. You need to hear what I'm saying. Anytime God speaks to you, he's going to speak to you two ways. He's going to speak to you through his word, and through the word of God is the most key place that he will always counsel you, and he will speak to you in a place of prayer to give you confirmation to that which he has already spoken in his word. Are you listening to me? There's a lot of folks that say, well, I felt this. I felt the Holy Ghost said this, and I felt the Spirit say this, and I felt this, and I felt... Listen, if we go on feelings, brothers and sisters, a feeling will deceive you. An emotion will deceive you. The counsel of good friends and brothers and sisters in the Lord will deceive you, because if it the truth be told, we don't really tell them all that we're feeling when we're asking them for counsel. Amen. I know that when people come to you as a pastor, that they'll try to do everything they can to say, look, I've got this set of circumstances. I'm going through this and that and the other, and I need some counsel. I need you to pray. But if the truth be told, we hold back so much information on what God is probably already said into the heart of that individual. And many of us are looking at 70 years like the children of Israel, and we're looking for another way out. We're saying, I don't want to go through this. I don't want to go through this season that God has chosen. I don't want to take this path. I don't want to suffer. I don't want to settle down where God has me. And we're listening to people that are counseling us just like the false prophets of their day, and we're getting information that is totally not even the counsel of God. You're listening to too many voices, amen. You're listening to too many voices. YouTube is a good tool, but YouTube, there's so many people going on there. There's a lot of good preachers, but let me tell you, there's a lot of false prophets on YouTube. Amen. There's a lot of men on there that are teaching doctrines that are deceiving the masses. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, God had to raise up a true prophet. His name was Jeremiah. And in the midst of all the false prophets that were in Babylon, amen. And let me tell you something. The reason why God's people were willing to listen and, amen, eat up the words of the false prophets is because that's what they desired. You know why there's so many prosperity preachers? Because that's what people want. But I can tell you this, amen, I want what's in God's will for my life more than anything. Because listen, A man's life does not consist upon houses and money and jobs and prosperity in this life. A man's life consists, amen, only on what he has done for Christ. This world is going to be burned up. The only thing that's going to matter is the works that we have done in obedience to God's word. He says here in verse 13 is the key. He says, you need to pray. And then he says, you need to listen. And this is the way I want you to pray. Verse 13, I preached this whole time just to get to this verse, my text. And you shall what? Seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Let's read it together as a church in unison. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Can I tell you what the Holy Ghost said to me? While I was praying this week for the church, he says we've got too much stuff in our lives. Too many things that are distracting us. Too many voices. We have put everything else in the way of God. You know, that's what Babylon does. It brings your life into a state of confusion. Confusion. Voices. Which way to go? What not to do? Can I tell you the priority of the believer is to put God first in everything? This is a struggle for me even as a pastor, but I can tell you this. There comes a time where I shut the phone off. So if you call me and you're not getting through to me, you say, man, that pastor, what good is he? He don't ever pick up his phone. Amen. Let me tell you something. There's times where I'm alone with God, and that takes precedence over everything. Unless it is a life and death situation, amen, your phone call is just going to have to wait, because I'm telling you, when I get alone with my God, I want to be alone with him. I want to hear him. I want him to speak with me. I want him to talk with me. And what is more important than getting interrupted when God's talking to you? You just got to push it all aside. I said, somebody say, you got to push it aside. Put your schedule aside. Shut the cell phone off. Shut the laptop off. Amen. You got to just sometimes just say, honey, amen, husband or wife, children, amen, I'm going to spend some time with Jesus. Can you say amen? And this is the problem with the modern day church. We're trying to seek after God. We're trying to find God. And we're trying to find him in the midst of our busy schedules. But if the truth be told, some of us don't have any time for God. We have come to the place where we've allowed everything else to take precedence in our life. Amen. We'll sit in front of a television. We'll sit in front of a computer. We'll sit and watch videos. We'll go play the ball game. But we can't spend 10 minutes in prayer. We can't get up and pray. We can't go to sleep and pray. You don't have to say, amen, I feel the Holy Ghost helping me to tell somebody your life is too much of a confusion. Your life is cluttered. You've got too many things that are distracting you, and you put God on the back burner. And I'm here to tell you as a pastor, I love you enough to tell you, until you come to the place of getting everything that's crowding out your life and begin to seek the Lord with all your heart, I'm telling you, this is the problem. Our heart is full of the world. Our heart is full of music. Our heart is full of lust and perversion. Our heart is more steadfast on reading a magazine and what's going on in Hollywood. Our hearts are full and we have no place for God. Let's read verse 13 again. And you shall seek me and find me. That means there's got to be an effort on your part to realize that God is there. He hasn't moved. The ones that moved is us. I'm trying to help somebody to realize today, you aren't going to see a move of God in this church when you only got four or five true worshipers really worshiping the Lord and everybody else is letting their head wander. Amen. Looking down at our cell phones and looking down at everything else. How can you concentrate and seek God when you're checking out your Facebook page right in the midst of church? Amen. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, this is what the church world is full of. This is what we're inundated with. We're full of the world. And Jesus said, how are you going to find me? How are you going to seek for me with all your heart when your life is nothing but a cesspool of worldliness? You're wrapped up and tied up into the things of this world, into the entertainment of the world. You don't have to say, man, that's where some of us are today. God said, if you're going to find me, if you're going to find my will, if you're going to find my purpose, there's got to come a time where I want your whole heart. I want your whole mind. I want your whole spirit. And you are not going to find me until I get all of you. Can you say amen? How many can say I'm all in for God? I've come too far to turn back now. And I want to end by telling you this, brothers and sisters. This is not a time to be playing church. This is not a time to be playing games with God. God is looking for the dedicated, the committed, the consecrated, those that got their eyes and hearts steadfast upon God and God alone. As we begin to close this radio broadcast, I want to remind you, we come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30, bringing to you the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. I am the pastor of the Abiding Light Church over here on the west side of Manchester. My name is Pastor N.R. Davis, and we want to invite any of you that would like to come out and visit us here on the west side of Manchester. We're at 417 Granite Street, and that is in Manchester, New Hampshire, on the west side. We're a multicultural church over here preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we would like to invite you to come out and visit us. We start our Sunday services at 11 o'clock, and we also have our Wednesday night Bible studies at 7 o'clock. You can go to our website at theabidinglightchurch.com, find out all the information in regards to our ministry here in Manchester, and also our missions work and our different outreaches. We want to invite you once again to go to our website at theabidinglightchurch.com. We want to remind you that we also have a Facebook. We'd like to invite you to look us up on the Facebook, The Abiding Light Church. Also, you can follow us on Instagram. So we would encourage that. And also, just want to let you know, if you can't make it out to a service, you can go to our website, and we are live streaming our services at 12 o'clock on Sunday and also Wednesday at 7:30. So if you can't make it out to church, that's okay. Go to our website at theabidinglightchurch.com and scroll down to the Mixler live stream tab, and you can go into a service and listen to us live on the live stream. We want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in today. And until next Saturday at 3 o'clock, this is Pastor N.R. Davis, and may the Lord Jesus Christ bless you.